Masech the Shavuos, Daf Chav, 10 lines to the bottom of Daf Yotes on the Beis, at the new Perek and the new Mishnah. In the first Mishnah of the Masechta, the Mishnah stated Shavuos Shtayim Shein Abba and Yedias Atumah Shtayim Shein Abba. In regard to both of these Yisurim, the Torah teaches us that someone that is Ivan is Issa would be chayv to bring a carbon Eilav Yared, and the first two Prakim of the Perek dealt with Yedias Atumah Shtayim Shein Abba, as there's only two Prakim that are relevant to that topic. The remaining six Prakim of the Masechta will deal with various types of Shavuos, and how a parak begins, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Abba, which, as we already explained on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, will deal with Shavuos Bitui. And as the Torah teaches us in Pashas Vayikra in Parak Hey, Pasuk Dalid, Oy Nefesh Kisi Shova Levate Bisvasayim Lahora Ulehitiv Lechol Shivate Adam Bishvua Vinelo Menu Vuyodava Oshim Laachas Meila. And the Torah teaches us that he would be chayav to bring a korban Eluv Yared. And Rashi and Daf Beis explain Shtayim Tzivi Bikra, that two of these Yisurim are written in the Torah Mefurish, the Chsiv Lahora Ulehitiv. Mufarish permission of Parak Shlishi, Oichal Lahitiv, Loy Oichal Lahora, Shema Anes, Atzmoy, Vuadin Lachol Dovish, Huhain Vlav Labo, the Lahara Lahitiv, Labo Mashma, who Parak Gimel Marbi Minakra, Avdvorm Shein Ben Aro Batova, Umiu Shtaim, and Uvisu Loy, Dovich Lufoy, Shein Dalid, Yesh Rabbis, Miu Brak Suvim, Kinem Farish Parak Gimel, Avdovich Lufoy, the Shaova, Kagoin Ochalti, Vulay Ochal, Oloy Ochalti, Vochal, and although it's only Mufurish regarding someone that swears about a future occurrence, however, based on a riboy, we will also learn that if someone swears on something that already occurred in the past, they would also be Ivan Issa, and the same carbon would be brought. And keep in mind that our parak will deal with Shavuos Bitui and Shavuos Shav, and the fourth parak will deal with Shavuos Eidus, and the fifth parak will deal with Shavuos Pekadin, and all of these Shavuos are Shavuos Deraisa, and included in the Shavuos Deraisa are Shavuos Amoidu Miksas, Shavuos Benayd Echad, and Shavuos Hashemrim. Our Mishnah begins Shavuos Shtayim Shein Abba, and the Mishnah explains what are the Shtayim Shein Abba, as we already saw from Rashi and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that there are two Shavuos that are relevant in Abba, Shavuos Sha'ichal v'Shalo'ichal, a Shavuot I will eat, or a Shavuot I will not eat. There are two Shavuos, L'Sha'ava, Sha'achalti v'Shalo'achalti, and Reuven makes a Shavuot, either that I already ate, or he makes a Shavuot that I did not eat. And once again, Rashi and Amishna states, Hein Shtayim ha'mufureshes t'chsiv l'hara u'lehitiv d'mashm l'abba, and v'Lo'ichal is an example of l'hara, and Shavuos Sha'ichal, and if someone makes a Shavuot that they will eat, that is categorized as a shvuah lehitiv, as it is to do a positive action. And Rashi continues, "Shalchalti v'shaloi achalti hein shtayim hanisafis memedrash rachamim ki yav l'rab kivul kamam pekin ribu akasov." Mishnah continues, "Shvuah shaloi oichal v'achol kolshu chayiv du Rabbi Kiva." Rabbi Kiva holds that if Reuven makes a shvuah that I will not eat, and then he eats even a kolshu, then although benegayo all these surim of achila natera, achila is not less than a kazayis. However, benegayo shvuah, then we go based on lashem b'nei adam. And Achila Koshu is considered Achila. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva teaches us that he would be chayav to bring a carbon Eilav Yared, and Armulay to Rabbi Kiva, and a Chacham responds to Rabbi Kiva, Heich Mitzinu Va'ichl Koshu Shu Chayiv Shezeh Chayiv, that where do we find Benegay any other Isinatera where someone could eat even a Koshu, and it would be chayav? And Armulay Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva responded, Heich Mitzinu Va'medabin, maybe carbon, Shezeh Medabin, maybe carbon, that where else do we find that someone could be Medaber, and based on his Bittel Dvarim, he'll be chayav to bring a carbon? And we see that in our case, it turns mechadish that this person that was medaben and mevatel liburai will bring a carbon. And the pashas is Rabbi Kiva is stating that you can't compare the din of shvuos bitui to other yisurim in the Torah. However, Ayin Rashi in the first of the wide lines, Rabbi Kiva the mishum bitul liburai hu avzeh bitul liburai sha'im aloy oichol daita les atzmei bechol shu, and therefore he would be chayiv. The Gemara begins that since our Mishnah brought two cases, number one of shvuos sha'ichol and number two of shaloy oichol, so it's muchach that when someone says shvuah sha'ichal, that they are making shvuah that they will eat in the future, and the Gemara asks, "L'meimer the sha'ichal dechum mashma? Are you telling me that the word sha'ichal, where you add a shin at the beginning of the word, means that I will eat in the future?" But the Gemara is bothered for a minute, and I'll ask you a question from a brisa. This seems to be the gears of Rashi, but Ayin Tesis who points out that it's actually based on a Mishnah Masechtas Nedarim, and the Gemara's question will be specifically from the second case of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah states that Reuven says shvuah le'ichal. That I'm making a shvuah that I will not eat from you, or shvuah sha'ich lecha, or a shvuah that I will not eat from you, or lo shvuah sha'ich lecha, where he says it should not be b'shvuah what I don't eat from you, but it's mashma what I do eat from you should be b'shvuah. And the Mishnah teaches us that in all these cases that will be asa, that will be asa for Reuven to eat from Shimon, and the Maisa, since we're talking about a case, will be asa for Reuven to eat from Shimon. So it's muchach that the lashon of shvuah sha'ich lecha in the second case of the Mishnah is explained as if Reuven stated that I'm making a shvuah that I will not eat from. from you. As Rashi explains, Shvu Shoichlcha beis the Shvu Yehelai Mash Oichel Mishacha. The Hachi Mashma Mash Oichlcha Yeh beis the Shvu. Our Mishnah just stated that the lashon of Shvu Shoichel means that he's making a Shvu that I will eat from you. The Gemara will now bring two Tirutim. As Amar Abaya, Abaya explains Lo Ilum Dachumu Mashma, that really if a person says Shvu Shoichlcha, it really is Mashma that he's making a Shvu that I will eat from you. However, even so, Lo Kasha Kam Misavim Boylechol Kam B'Shei Misavim Boylechol. And certainly when dealing with Shvuos, we have to look at the context as it's based on Lashem Dei Adam. We continue on Daf Chafam and Aleph, and the Gemara explains Masnistan B'Shein B'Savim B'Lechol, that our Mishnah is dealing with a case where no one was pressuring Reuven to eat from Shimon. Therefore, when Reuven stated Shvuah Sha'ichalacha, it must have meant that he's making Shvuah that I will eat from you. However, Brisa B'Savim B'Lechol the Ka'ama Loyachulna the Chika Mishtaba Hachi Ka'ama Shvuah Sha'ichal. However, the Brisa is talking about a case where Shimon was pressuring Reuven to eat from him. Reuven kept saying that I don't want to eat from you, and then finally he made a shvuah sha'ichalacha, and therefore it must be that he meant to say that I'm making sure that whatever I eat from you should be asar. Keep in mind, based on the gears of our Gemara, that differentiated between Mastisin and a Braisa, though it's mashma like the gears of Rashi, that we're asking a question from a Braisa, not from the Mishnah of Mesechus Adarim, and Ayin Tesis on that few testament base, who explains, certainly the Gemara wouldn't ask from a Braisa if it could ask from a Mishnah. Therefore, Tesis explains that our Gemara, we should be goyis, hacha be'im misavim b'lechol, and hasam b'misavim b'lechol. However, Ayin Tesis Rosh, who explains that we could still be mekayim de gisa, and when the Gemara states the lashon of Braisa, it doesn't mean a Braisa mamish, it means that we're talking about the outside Mishnah that we brought from a different Masechta that we asked a question from, and the lashon Braisa could sometimes refer to a Mishnah chitzenius. The Gemara now continues with the second teretz of Ashi Ama, tni shvua she'ilich lecha, in a chanami in the Braisa or the Mishnah in Masechta Zedarim, we shouldn't be goyis she'ilich lecha, and instead we should be goyis that Reuven said, shvua she'ilich lecha, that I'm making a shvua that I will not eat from you. In the chanami, the lashon shvua she'ilichal always means that Reuven made a shvua that I will eat from you. The Gemara now asks, ihachi mai lememra, since the first case of the Braisa or the Mishnah in Masechta Zedarim is shvua le'ilich lecha, so what would be the chiddush of the second case of shvua she'ilich lecha? As l'chayr, it seems to be the same case, and as Taisus at the top of the Amid states, le'perch pshita el mishum d'hainu she'ilich lecha diktani ha'ash le'ilich le'kash le'pshita, as certainly the Gemara did not ask that the case of she'ilich lecha is pashut. The Gemara responds, ma'arud tema lishnei deskilele kamash blan, that one may have thought that if someone says shvua she'ilich lecha, really he wanted to say shvua she'ilich lecha, he wanted to make a shvua that I will eat from you. However, he hesitated and he stuttered, and therefore came out as if he said shvua she'ilich lecha. Maybe it shouldn't be us of him to eat. Mashmalan, that this is also a normal way for a person to make a shvua, and if he said shvua she'ilich lecha, then he meant to say that I'm making shvua that I will not eat from you, and therefore it'll be us of Reuven to eat from Shimon. And the Ran explains that the Gemara's havmina is, since in general when someone wants to say that I will not eat from you, they generally say shvua she'ilich lecha, and they don't use lashon she'i, therefore we would have this havmina ayin sham, ayin taste. He's explaining the zuva avzuktani. Taisus continues and asks, why don't we ask him what he meant? And Taisus answers, Taisus continues that certainly Abaye's teretz seems to be better than Rav Ashi's, as the fear of Ashi he has to change the girsa in the Mishnah. Taisus explains, keep in mind that although this is not our sugya, however, the third case that the Mishnah Maseches Nedarim brought was where Reuven stated as we explained that it would be also for Reuven to eat from Shimon based on the klal of Mechlal Lav Ata Shemei Ahein. In the last Taisus on Daf Yutessan Abayz, where Taisus is bothered that the Gemara Maseches Nedarim explains that the Mereisha of this Mishnah is going like Rameya, and we know that Rameya Lesley Mechlal Lav Ata Shemei Ahein Gabin Nedarim Karamin and Seif Perakam Nedarim. And Taisus explains Yesh Chilut Ben Shvul and Adarim Kamoisha Farish Besayf Perak Shvulas Eidus, and Ayin Taisus and Daflam Vavim Beis. And keep in mind that it seems that Taisus' question is only according to Yeshita that we're asking a question for the Mishnah Maseches Nedarim, and therefore we could ask the ratio of that Mishnah is going like Rameya. If we hold that the Gemara is actually asking for the Braisa, then Ein Chanami we could say that the Braisa is not going like Rameya. Maybe that's Kufa why we brought from the Braisa and not from the Mishnah Maseches Nedarim. Before we continue, let us point out that when discussing Shvuos, the Torah speaks about the Lashon of Miftah, and the Torah also speaks about the Lashon of Isar. As we already saw in the Pasuk in in Pashva Yikra, as the Pasuk states, Oy Nefesh Kisu Shavu Levati Bisosayim Lahora Elahitiv, Lucholashi Vata Adam Bishvu, Vinelo Menavu Yoda Vashayim Lachas Meila. The Pasuk in Pashas Mate states, Vim Hoyosil Ish Nundrelda, Oy Miftus Vasa, She Osral Nafsha. Then a few Psukum later in Pashas Mate, the Torah states, Vim Base Ish Nundora, Oy Osra Isal Nafsha Bishvua. We see the Lashin Mifta as well as the Lashin Isa Benegea Shvua. Our Gemara will now bring a Brisa, and we won't explain the Brisa as Lemaisa the Gemara will have machlekes between Abai and Rava exactly how to understand this Brisa, and we will leave that until the Gemara. The Gemara continues, Tanar Rabbanan, we learned in the Brisa, Mifta is a Shvua, Isa is Shvua, Isa Isa, and as Rashi states, Isa Isa, Israsa Shil Isa Mahu, what would be the Isa if someone uses the Lashon of Isa, and Imata Ima Isa Shvua Chayiv, Vimlav Potter, that if we would say that the Lashon Isa is the Lashon Shvua, then you'd be Chayiv, and if not, you would be Potter, and certainly this Brisa is not so clear, and therefore the Gemara will explain, and as the Gemara is, Imata Ima Isa Shvua, has the Gemara state that if you will say that Isa is Shvua, Va'amr Isa Shvuhu, Lemaisa, the second case of the Brisa was Isa Shvua, and it's Mashma that Isa is a Lashon Shvua, and if so, how could the Gemara state Imata Ima Isa Shvua? Because this Brisa is unclear, therefore it is machlekes between Abai and Rava, how to understand this Brisa, as Abaya Hachikama, Abaya explains the Brisa as follows, Mifta Shvua, that if someone uses Lashon Mifta, that certainly refers to a Shvua, and Isa, and if someone uses Lashon Isa, that Mitvus Bishvua, then that's a Lashon about Fasa Bishvua, and Rashi explains what's the difference between a Shvua and Mitvus Bishvua, and Zok Rashi Hachikama, Mifta Shvua, Ha'ima Mifta Kikazu Alai, that if someone says Mifta, this cookie on me, Ka'ima Shvua Shleichanu, it's as if he said that I'm making Shvua that I will not eat this cookie, Vim Achloi Hareza Ba'il V'yared, and if you will eat it, then it will be over on the Isa, it will be chayav to bring a carbon Eil V'yared, however Isa, if you use the Lashon Isa, then Mitvus Bishvua, Rashi explains that Reuven says, Isa Lai Kikazu, Hareu Kimi Shenishba L'Kika, that is considered as if Reuven stated, that making Shvua on this Kika, the Chazav Omal Kika Acher, and then he said, regarding another cookie, Hareza Kizeh, that this Kika should be like this Kika, Shehitvus is Hasheni Berishain, and he was titled one Shvua on another Shvua. Then the Brisa is, Isa Isa, and what would be the Isa if someone uses the Lashon of Isa when making a Shvua? And the Brisa states, Imata Imeh Mitvus Bishvua, Kemaitse Shvua Mipivda Michayiv, Mimlav Pata, that this would be based on a Shaila, if someone is Matvus Bishvua, if it's considered a valid Shvua or not. And as Rashi explains, Imtim Sloima Shah Matvus Bishvua, Kemaitse Shvua Mipivda Mi, Vim Ochle Chayiv Carbon, and if you will eat that Kikar, then you'll be Chayiv a Carbon, Afzel Imeh Isa Kikazel Lai, Chayiv Carbon Im Ochle, therefore in the case where he said to Isa, then even though he didn't go through with the entire Atvasa, Lemaisa, this is a Lashon Shvua, and therefore he would be also to eat this kikar, and if he does eat the kikar, he'd be chayav to bring a carbon. However, vim lav sham matvus b'shua ain a kinyan ba l'inyan carbon u'malkus afi isa ain boy le carbon v'le malkus. If you will say that if someone is matvus b'shua, even if they would be oivan the shua, they would not be chayav to bring a carbon, and they would not be chayav malkus. Then the same would apply in a case where someone said isa, as since it's a lashon atvasa, therefore they would not be chayav a carbon, and they would not be chayav malkus. And it's mashma from Rashi that even according to this tzad that matvus b'shua in a kinishba, that is only the Indian carbon of Malkus, while the Maisa, the Shvua, would still be Chal, and Reuven would eat this Kikar, then it would be Oivana Issa, although he would not be Chayiv to bring a carbon, and he would not be Chayiv Malkus. However, I and other Rishonim who state that according to the Tzad, that a Matbis Vishua is Lav Kemaitse Shvua Mipivdami, and not only would there not be a Chayiv carbon or Malkus, but there wouldn't be an Isser either. And keep in mind that we just explained the Shita of Abaya like Rashi, and we'll feed this explanation, the Brice is actually Mesupik as to what the din would be if someone was matvus b'shvua. And Abaya continues with my de mifta shvua. And how do we know that the lashon mifta is the lashon of a shvua? Dichsiv, as the pasuk in Vayikra states, oy nefesh kisu shava levati b'sfasayim. The Gemara now is that just like you found a pasuk b'negei mifta that's a lashon shvua, isa nami, we also find that the lashon isa is a lashon shvua. Dichsiv, and as the pasuk in Pashas Matan states, hol neida v'chol shvuas isa. And therefore we see that the lashon isa is actually a lashon shvua and not necessarily a lashon of atfasa b'shvua. Abaya explains, Elamai de Isa Mitvus B'Shvua, and how do I know that the Lashon Isa is not a Lashon Shvua, and instead it's a Lashon Matfasa B'Shvua, Nechsiv, as the Pasuk in Pashas Matos in Pasuk Yud Aleph states, Oy Osir Isa Al Nafsha B'Shvua, as Rashi states, Mashmar Shasrasa Vitfasasa B'Dov Shinishba Lov Kfar, that's Mashmar, I'm answering myself on something that previously became Osa based on my Dibur as well. However, once again, the Gemara is, Mivtanami Haksiv L'Chashi Vata Adam B'Shvua, that the Lashon of Mifta seems to be a Lashon Loshna Atvasa B'Shvua as well, as the Pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra states, L'chol Sheyivata Adam B'Shvua, which is Mashmura, making Shvua on this item, that it should be similar to another item that we may also through a Shvua. Once again, because of this question, so Abaye now explains, Elam Abaye, Mifta Shvua Mehacha, that we know that the Loshna Mifta is a Loshna Shvua, in Pasuk Zayin in Pasuk Matas that states, Vim Hoya Sila Ish Nundurella, Oy Mifta Svasa Asha Osso Al Nafsha, V'ilu Shvua Le Nema, and the Pasuk doesn't state, Oy Mifta Svasa Asha Osso Al Nafsha B'Shvua, and B'Mai Osso Asma B'Mifta, and therefore we see that the way that he asks something on him is only through the Lashon Mifta, and the Lashon Mifta is Lashon Shvua, and not Lashon of Hatfas B'Shvua. Now keep in mind that originally we stated that the Braises seem to have a suffix, someone's Matfas B'Shvua is a Kameitz Shvua Mipivdami, or Lav Kameitz Shvua Mipivdami. Now when Abaye discusses the Braisa, it seems that it's clear that Abaye holds that Mitfas B'Shvua is Kameitz Shvua Mipivdami, as he brings a Raya from a Pasuk that the Lashon Issa is referred to Mitfas B'Shvua, and therefore clearly we hold that Mitfas B'Shvua is Kameitz Shvua Mipivdami. And Ayin Tesis, who asked this question in Rashi, and based on this question as well as other questions, Tesis explains the Sheet of Abaye differently. However, based on what we previously stated, it's possible to explain Rashi as Lemaisa Rashi holds that even if we hold that Mitfas B'Shvua is Lav Kameitz Shvua Mipivdami, doesn't mean that it's not considered Shvua at all, and it's not Aser, and it only means that you won't be Chayav a Korban, and you won't be Chayav Malkus, and therefore it's possible that we still have the Lashon Torah of Issa, which is Lashon Hatfasa. Certainly Hatfasa is a Lashon Shvua. Our Gemara now continues, Rava Omar, Rava says that the way to understand the Brice is as follows, Lo'ilam Eim Alucha, Mitfas B'Shvua, Lav Kameitz Shvua Mipivdami. Now really I will tell you that if someone's Matfas B'Shvua, that's not considered like they actually set out a Shvua, and therefore the Firashi, they will not be Chayav to bring a Korban, and they will not be Chayav Malkus, however it will be Aser, and according to other Rishonim, that it will also not be Aser, and it will not be considered Shvua at all. V'hachi Kama, and there's the way to understand the Braisa, Mivta Shvua, that the Lashon Mifta is a Lashon Shvua, and Issa Nami Shvua, and the Lashon Issa is also a standard Lashon of a Shvua, and it's not a Lashon of Atfasa B'Shvua. When the Braisa stated Issa Issa, the Braisa is just telling us that not always is the Lashon Issa a Lashon Shvua, and as the Gemara explains, Issa the Issa, Hetilu Akasa being Ned L'Shvua, that the Issa of the Lashon Issa is stated between the Lashon Neder and Lashon Shvua. Therefore, if someone uses Lashon Issa, then his Lashon would be categorized either as a Neder or as a Shvua based on the context, and as the Gemara states, Haistil B'Lashon Neder Neder B'Lashon Shvua Shvua. If he uses Lashon Issa in a Lashon of Neder and he actually asks the Chefetz on himself, then it would be considered a Neder. But if he uses the Lashon Issa in a way that he was asking the Gavra and not the Chefetz, then we would categorize it as a Shvua. As Rav explains, Heichan Hetilu, and where do we find that the Torah places the word Issa between Neder and Shvua, and therefore it could be used either as a Lashon Neder or as a Lashon Shvua. And Rav brings the Pasuk in Pashas Matris that states, V'beis Isha Nedara, Ayi Aser Issa Al Nafsha B'Shvua, and the Lashon Aser Issa is right between the word Nedra and the Lashon of Shvua. And according to Rav, let us go back to the Lashon of the Braisa and fit in the words of Rav in the Braisa, as the Braisa states, Im Ata Ima Issa Shvua Chayiv. If he states a Lashon Issa in a Lashon Shvua, then it will be Oiva on that Issa, then it will be Chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yared. However, in Lav Pata, but if he didn't use the Lashon Issa in a Lashon Shvua, and instead he used the Lashon Issa but Lashon Neda, then it'll be Pata from bringing a carbon oil of Yared, as the Chiyah to bring a carbon oil of Yared is exclusively for one that's Oiva on a Shvua's Bitoi. And in Rashi, Dima Maschel, Issa Zeh, Tilo Akosiv, Hainu Pirish, the Issa Issa, Imata Oimer, Vahari Kama, Issa Shal Issa, Shemati Lachashu Shvua, Loi Kal Lashen Shavis Boy, Shoya Tilo Akosiv being Nedel Shvua, Emma Mirasa Blashin Shvua, Kagan Issa Shle Eichel Kikazer, Kain Lashin and Shboim, Oimim Shle Eichel, Afa Issa Shaitzi, Blashin Zeh, Shvua, Vichai of Carbon, Vilma Valaitzi, Blashin Neda, Shama Issa Kikazu Alai, Shulashin and Nedim, Koinim Zer Alai, Afza Neda, Upatami Carbon. The Gemara continued, Vazal Tamayu, and Abai and Rava going with Shitasam, the Itma, as we learned, Matvis Bishvua, Abai Oima, Kamaitzi Shvua, and Pibdami, Abai holds as a valid Shvua, and one be Chayat to bring a Carbon, and be Chayat Malkus, Rava Oma, Lav Kamaitzi Shvua, and Pibdami, Rava argues and holds as Lav Kamatvis Shvua, and Pibdami, and therefore, certainly he would not be Chayat to bring a Carbon, and he would not be Chayat Malkus, but potentially, according to some Rishonim, it would still be Usar. The Gemara now continues, Mesfei, I'll ask a question on Rava from the following Braisa, as Rava just taught us that someone's Matvis Bishvua is Lav Kamaitzi Shvua Mipivdami. The Braisa teaches us, Ezu Issa Amma B'Tayra, and when the Torah states in Pashas Matos, Ish Ki Yidu Nedel Hashem, or Yishav Shvua, Le'asa Issa Al Nafshoi, Le'yachal Devarai, what is the Torah referring referring to is Rashi points out that the Habamin of Gemara is that the Brisa is discussing a case of someone that was matfis ben nedar. The Brisa states, "I'm a real life shle oichel basov shle eshti yayin kiyom shemis by aviv kiyom shemis by pliny kiyom shenerik by gedalia ben achikam kiyom shurayi shleim bechubana asa." The Ruvin says that I will not eat basa or that I will not drink wine. It was tailored on a previous nedar, as he previously made a nedar that I won't eat basa or I won't drink wine on the day that my father died, and he made this nedar la'ilam, and he made this nedar regarding the yartzeit of his father, or regarding another person's yartzeit, or as some agurus kiyem shemis by rabbi, or he made a similar nedar regarding the day that Gedalia ben Achikam died, or he made a nedar similar to the nedar he made on the day that he saw Yishlayim b'chobana. And the Brisa teaches us that this nedar would be chal, and it would be also for him to eat basa or to drink wine. And va'amash Shmuel v'hush nedar ba'am isayim, as Shmuel explained that the Brisa is referring to a case where already was mekabel a nedar regarding these other points, and as Rashi states, shekibel of kfar nedar shlo yoichel basa b'yem shemes b'yav lo ilam b'chin yem shemes b'plini b'chin yem shener b'gedalia v'kasal kedai to hashler dahinu matfis b'nedar. We see that the Brisa holds matfis b'nedar is considered a nedar. The Gemara now is bishlem labaya mid matfis b'nedar nedar matfis b'shvua shvua, that just like we see from this Brisa, that if someone's matfis b'nedar is considered a nedar, similarly if someone's matfis b'shvua, then it will be a valid shvua. And we continue on daf chafam beis al Rava Kasha. While the chayyur this Brisa is a raya against Rava, as Rashi explains that how could Rava state that mitfis b'shvua alav kemitz shvua mipivdami if the Brisa teaches us that mitfis b'nedar is considered a nedar? The Gemara responds amal charava that Rava will explain tards ve'imahachi, that the way to understand the Brisa is as follows: is when the Brisa asked ezu isa im b'torah, is not discussing the word isa that says in the Torah, and is not telling us that the word isa refers to someone that was matfis b'nedar. The Brisa is actually teaching us a chiddush b'negei the standard din of a nedar, and certainly we know that if someone is not matfis b'nedar and he just states that this kika should be also to me, then certainly that would be a valid nedar. However, the Brisa continues ezu isa nedar im b'torah. In what case would someone be usa and the nedar would be chal if they make a nedar and they are toiled their nedar on something else? And the Brisa explains, if Reuven says that I'm making a nedar that I will not eat basa and I will not drink wine, and he just compares it to another nedar that he previously made, and he states, kiyam shemes by aviv, kiyam shemes by pliny, or kiyam shener gedali ben achikam, va'am shmuel v'u shenadu ba'am isayayim, and Shmuel explained that the only way that this nedar would be chal is only if the way that he was usa in those things was based on a previous nedar that he made. My timer, and what is the reason, as Amakras, the Pasuk states, ish kiyidu nedar Hashem, at shiyidu bedava nadar, that a nedar can be chal if he's toiling in something that he already made a nedar on previously. The reason why he was usa on that thing was based on his nedar. However, as we know, that if someone's nadar bedava usa, and for example, if someone says that I should be usa to eat this piece of meat, just like it's usa for me to eat a piece of nevela, then that would not be a proper nedar, as l'maisa, a person is usa to eat a piece of nevela based on a pasuk in the Torah and not based on his nedar. And keep in mind, although this sounds to be a case of matfis b'nedar, but Rashi explains this is not the same scenario as a matfis b'nedar, as in this scenario, Reuven stated that I'm making a nedar that I'm usa to eat basa or to drink wine. Then he said that he's comparing it to something else that he already made a nedar on and he was already usa to. And Rashi explains, and this would not be the case of Atfasa. And the case of Atfasa is where Reuven says that this basa should be to me just like the day that my father died and just like the day that I saw Yishlayim. He didn't use a Lashon Nedar or any Lashon Issa when he spoke about the basa or the ayin. And before we continue, let us see Taisis on Daf Chaf and Aleph Diba Maskel Shlei Oichel Basa. And Taisis is bothered that L'chayri this Bryce is talking about a Lashon Nedar, and a Lashon Nedar is always when someone makes an Issa on the Chetza, and L'chayri the Lashon Abraisa is talking about the Gavra. And the Bryce has stated that Reuven stated, Harei Elai Shlei Oichel Basa V'Shlei Eshta Ayin, I should be Asa to eat the Basa or to drink wine. And he explains, L'chosha Tana L'daktik B'L'Shoinoi the B'Lashon Zeh In Echal the Shlei Oichel HaVidov She'in B'Mamish She'in Oysal Atzbe Klum K'may Koinim She'in Yoshon Lo'y Oma Klum Em Lo'y Oma Koinim Eini V'Shino K'tamim Perek Bezen Dorim V'Hochanami Tzarech She'yoma Koinim Achilas Basa Elai, in order for it to be a Lashon Nedar and in order for it to be Chal. He continues, Mi Yushem Yesh L'Chalik the Dafka Gabi Shino Lo'y Oma Klum Mishum D'Shina Atzma In B'Mamish In Chanami, even though in this case you said a B'Lashon Shvua, but it would still be a proper Nedar. The Gemara Gemara now continues, Kiyam Shemis Bayavu Pshita, the Lachir, why does the Braisa have to tell us that if Ruvain made a Neda in the Lashon of Neda, and he said, I'm making a Neda that I should be also to this piece of Basa, then what is the Chiddush that if he added in Kiyam Shemis Bayavu, that the Neda is still Chal? And the Gemara answers, Kiyam Shenerber Gedali Ben Achikam Itzrichle, in the Chanami, the Chiddush of the Braisa is in the case where he stated, I'm making a Neda that I won't drink wine or eat Basa, just like the day that was Nerber Gedali Ben Achikam, as Sakhadat Chemin. One may have thought that this is not considered Dover and Nodar, and since Lamaisa it's also to eat on that day, as it's a tiny Sibur, maybe this is a Dover also, and even though it started off and seemed that he made a proper Nedar, as he stated, or he said, and maybe it would not be considered a proper Nedar, as he was Nedar Bedover also, and that's not considered a Dover also, and it's considered a Dover Nodar. Now in Rashi, that even though it's true that he was already also to eat on that day based on it being a tiny Siba, but Maisa the Gemara and Daf Chafayim and Alf will teach us that in Dora Macholim al Dva Mitzvah Kedva Rishus, that a Neda could be Chal on a Dva Mitzvah just like on a Dva Rishus, and therefore when he says Kiyom Shener Gedali Menachikam, it was Noda Bedova Noda and not Bedova Osor. Ain Rashi, who brings another Girsa, that some agree that the reason why this Neda will be Chal is because the tiny Siba for Gedali Menachikam is only a Din Rabbanon, but Zokt Rashi v'leigasina kibud Rabbanon who d'asa he nader chayla issa b'le yachel as he nami m'duraisu or amina. But the Gemara daf chafayim on alv teaches us hanadarim cholim al dvar mitzvah kedvar rishus. However, Ayin Taisus who brings the sheet to Rabbi Yitzchak that he is goyis these words, and similarly Ayin Rabbeinu Chananelu explains kamash melon may kori ave ochel ave koy b'suud Rabbanon hashti suud raisihi mishum bal yachel dvaray, and therefore tananami kiyam shemes by aviv Ayin Shom. Gemara continues that just like Rava taught us that the Isa that the Torah speaks about is not talking about a Tvasa, Mitvas Bishvua, Lav Kamaitz Shvua Mipivdami, the Gemara now teaches us, Vaf Rabbi Yechlan Savala Lahad Rava, Rabbi Yechlan also agrees to Rava, the Chiyasa Rav and Am Rabbi Yechlan, as when Rav came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over to Nim Rabbi Yechlan that if someone says Mivta Le'ichlecha or someone says Isa Le'ichlecha, both of these Lashonis are Lashon Shvua, and therefore we see that Lashon Isa is not Lashon Atvasa Bishvua, and instead, as long as you use the Balashin Shvua, then it would be considered a Shvua. And as Rashi states, the Isa Shaitzio Balashin Shvua, Shvua is considered a Shvua. Before beginning the next Gemara, let us point out that the term Pashas Kadeshim states, V'leis Shavu B'Shmi Lashaka, V'chilat Hashem Alkecha Ani Hashem, and the Pasuk in Pashas Yisroi, as well as in Pashas Veschanon, in the Aseret Sedibri states, Leisitza Hashem Alasham Alkecha Lashav, Kilo Yinak Hashem Itza Sheyisa Shmai Lashav. The Gemara will now explain what is the difference between a Shvua Sheker and a Shvua Shav, ki as Rav Dimi am Rav Yechon, and Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over the name Rav Yechon, oichal v'loy oichal sheker, that if Reuven makes a shvua l'haba, and either he says that I'm making a shvua that I will eat, or he makes a shvua that I will not eat, he goes against his shvua, then that's considered a shvua sheker, v'azurasa mehacha, and it's azores from the pasuk in Pashas Kedeshim that states, v'leis yishav b'shmi l'shaker. Rav Dimi continues, achalti v'loy achalti shav, that if Reuven makes a shvua l'shaavar, and either he swears that I did eat, or he swears that I did not eat, and lemaisi he lied, that's considered shvua shav, v'azurasa mehacha, and it's azores from Pashas Yisroi in Veschanon, as the Torah states, leisisa Hashem v'shem l'kecha l'shav, kainamois, and if someone makes a neda b'loshin kainam, which is the loshin of hegdish, so ayu b'lo yachal devaray, then he's ayu v'ad isin eteria, that states in Pashas Matais, ish ki yidu neda l'Hashem, ayu shav v'shvua l'asa yisal nafshay, lo yachal devaray, kechol yetzu piv yasa, ayin rashi, diu maschal, v'azurasa m'leis yishav b'shmi l'ashakar, v'hochi kom, and Rashi explains Rav Dimi is not just telling this to us in order that we should know what the lav is, but Rashi says that there's an afkamina, and as Rashi explains, and otherwise one would not be chay malchus. And Rashi continues, the lashon shav lashon v'le klum k'moy b'chav le'shav l'shav v'kesis b'neichem afkan yotzu mipiv l'vatola. And Rashi is, of course, bavoning that certainly we know that Shvua Shav also includes a regular case where there is a stone and Reuven makes a Shvua that it's a tree, or in a case where there's a stone and Reuven makes a Shvua that it is a stone. And Rashi continues, Vasurasi Balaisisa, Vamikrozet, Sarch Lahasis Bai, and Rashi states, Krinomi Sereza Balayachal, Klaima Layachal, the Mashmal Abba, Lavla Zar Shvuz Labasa, the Shvua Labba, Malaysia Shav Bishmila Shakanafik, as we just explained, Chiosa Layachal, Lazar Sindar. Gemara Masa, Rashi explains Lafuki Midravin, and Rav Dimi is coming to exclude from the drasha of Ravin that we will see on Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, Omar, that Ravin teaches us Azor Shvul Abba Asum Ulay Achel, and Ayin Tesi Dilam Askel Kainomis Oiv Mashum Bal Yachel, Beshvur Nami Oiv Mashum Bal Yachel, Dog Siv Oiv Shavashvua, Blo Yachel Devorai, who repair based in the Dorim, Tanya Behedya, the Yesh Beshvur Blo Yachel, Vahacha Hokikama, the Kainomis Leka El Bal Yachel Greda, and you won't also be Oiva on Isi Shar Bishmila Shaker. And the Gemara will now continue and ask a question on Ravin. Ravin just taught us that a Shvur Sheker and a Shvur Shav are two separate things, and a Shvur Sheker is Labo, and a Shvur Shav is Lashavar. The Gemara asks a question from the following Brisa, as Mesvei Shav Sheker Echarein, that we have a Brisa that teaches us that a Shvur Shav and a Shvur Sheker are the same Isser. The Gemara asks, my Lab, mid the Shav Lashavar, Av Sheker Nam Lashavar, that since we know for certain that the Isser of a Shvur Shav has to be referring to a Shvur Lashavar, so therefore the Shvur Sheker is also talking about a Shvur Lashavar, and Alma Chati V'Lo Chati Sheku, and therefore we see that even a Shvur Lashavar is also considered a Shvur Sheker, and not like Ravin. And the Gemara responds, Midi Iria, Hakid Isa V'Hakid Isa, that in a Chinami there is a difference between a Shvur Sheker and a Shvur Shav, as Ravin explained, Numai Dove Echad Hain, and when the Brisa states that Dove Echad Hain, what does the Brisa mean? The Gemara explains that we read the word Dover as if it says Dibur, and the Bediba Echad Namru, as when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us at Matan Torah, and he said to us, Leisisa Hashem Hashem Melechech Lashav, Leinaka Hashem, Isa Shiisa Hashem Lashav, he simultaneously also said the other pasuk of Leisis Shav Bishmila Shakar, Vechilata Hashem Melechecha Ani Hashem, Kiditanya, and just like we find the same idea in the Gei the Issa of Chil Shabbos, as in Pashas Yisroi, by the Dibur Rishonis, the pasuk says, Zoch Hashem Shabbos Lekachoi, and by the Dibur Achronis, in Pashas Veschanan, the Torah states, Shom Hashem Shabbos Lekachoi, and in Brisa teaches us, Zoch Vishom B'Dibur Echad Namru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the word Zohar and Shama simultaneously, and even though that is something that's impossible for a human being, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this at Matan Torah, simply this is what occurred B'negeya Shvua Shav and B'negeya Shvua Sheker. And the Gemara now is B'shleim HaHasam B'dibur Echad Namru, that we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say the word Zohar and Shama simultaneously, Hidrav Adaba Hava, as this teaches us the Dinner of Adaba Hava, the Amr of Adaba Hava, Noshim Chayavis B'kiddush Yom Dva Torah. Although Noshim HaPata from Mitzvah Sei Shazman Grama, but even so, Noshim HaChayev and all Mitzvah Sei of Shabbos, the Amakra, Zachar V'Shomer, and we learn now, Kol Sheyeshnu B'Shmir, Yeshnu B'Shchira, Mahani Noshi Hoil V'Sno B'Shmir, Yisno Nam B'Shchira, since we know that women are Chayev in all Mitzvah Sleis HaShish V'Torah, as the Mishnah Masechtes Kedushin teaches us, Kol Mitzvah Sleis Sei, Bein Shazman Grama, Bein Shazman Grama, Noshim Chayavais, therefore, based on this Hekesh, they're also going to be obligated in all Mitzvah Sei of Shabbos, and as Rashi brings down, Kirav Adda Klema Lahakish Zach Lashom Bekidisha Yoim, Tadafkalom Mizach Zim Shabbos, Zachreo Alayayin, the Avagad the Shaman Sasish as Mangrom and Noshim Tureis, Bezuchayovis, the Iskis Lashom of Diba Echod, Kosh Yash Bishmir Slavi Shabbos, Yash Bekidish, Vanoshim Yash Bishmir, the Homit Sasish say Bish as Mangrom and Bishle as Mangrom and Noshim Chayovis. However, the Gemara continues, Elohochol and my Hilchas Miboile, but over here, Benegir, the Issa of Shvua Sheker and the Issa of Shvua Shav, so why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu say it simultaneously? In regard to what do we make a hekesh? And the Gemara explains that we actually do have a hekesh b'negei shvua sheker and shvua shav. And as the Gemara explains, el kashem shaloik al shav kach leikun nami al shaker. And just like one will be chayim malchus if he does the issa of shvua shav and he makes a shvua that's relevant to the past, so the same would apply. They will receive malchus on a shvua lahaba and a shvua that's categorized as a shvua sheker. And the Gemara now is klap elai and l'chayu this hekesh doesn't make any sense. As certainly it makes more sense that a shvua sheker, which is a shvua that's relevant to something in the future, should be chayiv malchus. And as we know, one category of a shvua laba is if Reuven says, "Thou will not eat," and then he eats. And certainly in that case, it was a lav sheish by maisa. Therefore, it makes sense that he'll be chayiv malchus. Whereas every shvua l'shavar is always going to be a lav sheim by maisa, as he made a shvua that I ate or I didn't eat, and at the time that he made a shvua, he actually lied, and therefore it's a lav sheim by maisa. The pashas he would not be chayiv malchus. And as Rashi states, Klapi hechanat apina zu hipuchi di ilu sheka eschem balav sheish be meisa kagoyin leichel veochal shavah shvuasa di meisa amol lechalti veleichalti. But in both cases of a shvua l'shavar lav sheim be meisu, and therefore the svar would be that you would be chay malchus. And the Gemara responds inachinami that the hekesh would be just the opposite. Ela imu kashem shaloik al sheker, that just like we find a case where you receive malchus on a shvua sheker, and for example if he made a shvua l'haba and he swore that he would not eat and he ate, therefore he was over on the shvua al yidei maisa, certainly the lav sheish b'maisa is like in love. Kach loike nami al shav. Therefore, although all cases of a shvua l'shaavar are cases of lav sheish b'maisa, it doesn't make a difference if you made a shvua v'chalti or le'chalti, should have a klal of lav sheish b'maisa and in like in love. However, we see from this hekesh, one would also receive malchus on a shvua shav. And Rashi explains that ultimately we will learn this from the pasuk of le'yinake Hashem, and as the Gemara will state on Chaf Aleph and Aleph, Hashem would le'yinake our bezin shomato malchadaisai im hisubai umenakinaisai, and therefore he could receive an oinish and receive a kapara. The Gemara continues and is bothered that l'chayr, since we just stated that we will learn this din from the pasuk of le'yinake Hashem, so if so pshita, then it seems that this din is pashut, and why would we need the hekesh? It seems from Rashi that he's not clear as the next words of Hailav Hailav, and the Gemara answers that one may have thought that even though the Torah states Le'yinake Hashem, but we would learn that the Torah is teaching us that a person that's Oivan a Shvua Shav will not have an ability to receive Kapar at all, as he wouldn't receive Malchus. We continue on Daf Chafal from Aleph, Kamash Mulan, Kedishonin Law, and therefore the Tan of this Brisa teaches us that there is a Chiyu Malchus even for a Shvua Shav, based on the Torah that Abaye gave to our Papa, that Hashem who de'inu Menaka, Avu Bezen Shalmata, Malkana Yisai, Umenakana Yisai. Mura continues, V'yiseima, and I could give you another explanation as to what the Brisa meant when it stated, Shav v'sheka echrein. Brisa is teaching us, K'shem shemei v'korban al shekar, kach mei v'korban al shav, that just like one is chayat to bring a korban el v'yared when he makes a shvua shekar, which is talking about shvua la'ba, as the Torah states, lahara el hetiv, similarly one would be chayat to bring a korban el v'yared even on shvua shav, and even on a shvua l'sha'ava, v'rabbi kivi l'mechayiv l'sha'ava k'la'ba. This Brisa is going like Rabbi Kiva, and like the Tan of our Mishnah holds Shvua Shtayim Shein Arba, and that there is a chiyuv to bring a korban el v'yared even on a Shvua l'sha'avar. And our Gemara continues. Meisvei will ask a question on Rav Dimi as how could Rav Dimi state that there's a chiluk between a Shvua Shav and a Shvua Sheka, as Shvua Shav refers to a Shvua l'sha'avar and Shvua Sheka refers to a Shvua l'abba. But the Meisa we will see in the Brisa that both are defined as a Shvua l'sha'avar, and as the Brisa states, Ezu hi Shvua Shav. What is an example of a Shvua Shav? That someone makes a shvua in order to change something that is known to a person. For example, he makes a shvua on an event, shvua eitz, and shvua sheka nishbala hachlev, and a shvua sheka is defined as someone that makes a shvua in order to change something that already occurred in the past. And as Rashi states, l'shanes is emes b'shvua asay, haynu l'shava, kagoyin achaltiv loy ochal, or loy achaltiv ochal, and l'maisa, both a shvua shav and a shvua sheka are defined as shvuas l'shava, and the Gemara answers, emu nishbala machlef, that the way to understand the Brisa is Shvua Sheka is Nishba Umachlef, and as Rashi explains, Nishba Lasa is for Akhain Hichlef as Tavar of Loy Asa, that he made a Shvua to do something, and then he changed his words and he didn't do so, Oishloy Lasis for Asa, or that he originally made a Shvua that he will not do something, and ultimately he does that thing, and as Rav Dimi taught us, a Shvua Sheka is a Shvua Laba and not Lisha Avar. Nayin and Tap Tesis on the Chafal of Manalev, Kamash Bolan Kedushan Lei, and Tesis is from Taima. In Cain, b'loy diba echad nemru dashinalei me'ashem lo yinaka al bezun shel matam alkana yisai. And what is the purpose of this hekesh? Taz explains v'yish leima dahash tohada bein ma'ida oma b'diba echad nemru and ein echinami. We don't learn this based on hekesh, and we actually learn this based on the pasuk of lo yinaka Hashem. But ayin Taz, who continues to ask a question on this point, ayin shom, and let us go back to Taz on daf chafam bei diba maschal nashim chayavis b'kiddush hayom dva tayra. And Taz points out that it's mashmo that kiddush is deraisa. However, Taisus asks questions on this point, and therefore Taisus states v'yishleima the kiddush v'adim midraisa, that although kiddush is certainly deraisa, aval al yayin ein lo midrabanan, but to make kiddush al yayin, that is only drabanan. And when the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim states zecher al yayin asmachta ba'almihi inami afilu drasha gemura hadim mevarach tzarach shiutam haynu midrabanan, although midraisa you have to make kiddush on wine, however midraisa there would be no requirement to drink wine, and you only have to make a bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos on wine. The Rabbanan added in an additional requirement that the one that makes the bracha has to also make a Bayer Pri HaGafen and has to drink the wine. Ayin and Taisus. And finally, Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel, who brings down from the Yerushalmi that just like we stated, Shav v'sheka b'diba echanamru ma'she'in ha'pei yichoy leima v'loi oizin yichoy l'shmaya v'chein mechal lem ma'isumas uv'yoy ma'shabbos shnei chasim v'chein le'sil b'shatnes g'dilam tasalcha v'chein erves eishas yichicha le'i segala yivam yavir as even though they seem to be saucy each other, they both were stated at the same time and simultaneously. V'chino ima achas dibra l'kim shtayim zu shemati. Amen, as the pasuk states, and we will stop over here.